I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody's mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Hey y'all, what's going on out there? It's Friday, y'all. It is Friday, the last day of the week. That's what I'm talking about right there. Y'all ready for some fun today? Man, I'm telling you, I am hyped and ready. You hear me? And I know today is Freedom Friday. And y'all know what I decided today? I'm going to tell you, this is what I have decided. We just gonna have general conversation today. You know what I mean? There's no quote of the day, but there is a song of the day. But I'm not doing a quote of the day. I let you come up with your own quotes today to take you into the weekend. Whatever makes your weekend feel a little bit better. That's your quote of the day. You know what I mean? It's Freedom Friday, man. And the caller decides whatever we talk about. So that means we can talk about any and everything, and it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter what it is. We just going to have us some fun today. You know, so we may be a little serious. We may laugh a little bit. We may have a little argument going on. But all in all, it's Friday, man. Let's have some fun. What y'all think about that? Wesley, I see you out there in the chat room. What's going on, brother? Hope everybody can hear me okay. You know, we had a little problems with Skype, so I had to go to the backup plan. So if y'all can hear me okay, let me know in the chat room. You know, we're going to have us some fun today regardless. That's all I got to say about this thing. Well, I'm loving this song. Friday is my holiday. I'm telling you, you can't beat that right there. Friday is my day to play. Now, if you want to join the conversation today, you know, just get in and listen, no problem. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Go by my Facebook page, Let's Talk, ericjackson@facebook.com. Or even follow me on Twitter at driven4life62, all one word. You know, and then there's the chat room. And like I mentioned all the time, man, our chat room be off the chain. So if you just want to stop by and just be a part of the conversation in the chat room, that's no problem. All they got to do is www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62, and we in the chat room. All right, Wesley. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. So with that being said, y'all, let's have us some fun today. Let's have us some fun. Okay, it's Friday. You done worked hard all week. And you ready for that day? You ready for that day, man? I'm telling you. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, you got to, you know, some people have to work on Saturday. Well, I do feel bad for you if you do have to work on Saturday, but, hey, somebody's got to do it right. For those that observe the Sabbath on Saturday, you know, may you receive your blessings that you need. For those that just take the day off and relax, well, you know, that's part of what you're supposed to do. So I hope you have a relaxing weekend. Now, for the rest of us, we're just going to have some fun, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, we're going to have some fun. So let's get to it, man. Knowledge, what's going on, man? How you doing today? Yes, 1367, welcome to the show. All right. So let's see, what we're going to start off with today. And let me tell you before, it's Freedom Friday, man. And I'm feeling a certain kind of way today. I am. And, you know, I had an appointment this morning. I had a nice conversation with myself. And, Benny, what's going on? And you know what I decided? You can't change who you are. You can't. You cannot change who you are. No matter how much camouflage, masking, or whatever you put over it, eventually the true you will come out. But you know what the problem with that is? A lot of people do not know who their true, who they are. And that's the sad part about it. Antoinette, hey, darling, welcome to the show. You know, that's the bad part about it. You know, when someone is so busy, you know, trying to define someone else, or what someone else is doing to where they don't even know who they are themselves. And maybe that's the issue why is they do what they do. I'm just putting it out there, man. Like I said, I'm feeling a certain kind of way today. So we're just going to have general conversation, open conversation, open mic, whatever y'all want to say. I call it Freedom Friday. You know, we just talk about anything. You know, and that's the way I'm feeling today. So, you know, y'all, let's get ready for some great conversation, some fun, and some laughter, and let's do the dang on thing. Y'all all right with that? I hope so, because I am. All right. So, let's see, the house rules. When you call in, act like you got some sense, all right? We understand that some people are a little sensitive, more sensitive than others. Hey, that's fine. But honestly, you do what you do. You know, if you can't take it, don't call in here trying to dish it. That's right. And those are the house rules, you know, because we do have Type A personalities. You know, we do have those that are strong-willed and strong-minded, and that's what makes the show so great. Enjoying life, hey! And so, you know, if you can't dish it or take it, well, let's change that, because we know some people would love to dish it, but if you can't take it, you know, you don't need to be calling in here dishing it. This is an adult show. We conduct ourselves in that manner. Okay, we do not try and do anything that we do not prescribe to do ourselves. We're respectful, and we require everybody to be respectful to each other. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. But, you know, some people, they try and push that to the limit, but it's okay. That's right, Benny. Stay out the kitchen if you can't take the heat. And sometimes this kitchen gets real hot, real hot. I'm just saying. So anyway, with that being said, you know, we're going to have us a little bit of fun today. Like I mentioned before, we don't have a song of the day. We do not have a quote of the day, because I guess I just quoted it myself just then. So, you know, if that's the case, that is a quote of the day. But, y'all, we do have a song of the day. And y'all know I usually give you two. But this song I'm about to play here, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You can't, you know, this artist deserves to be by themselves. Because if nobody else, they earned it. Making music for a long time. And may it rest in peace. But, hey, it is what it is. So, without further ado, man, let's see. Can we find it? Yeah. All right. It is the song of the day.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it?
Maestro himself, Mr. Barry White. Barry White, man, I'm telling you, my first, my last, my everything. Oh, man, that song always sounds good, doesn't it? I'm telling you. Wow. I say, I couldn't put anything else with that though, today because, hey, Barry does this thing by himself. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord, have mercy. But anyway. Man, I'm telling you, there's some things going on out here. We got a little wind going on, kind of messing up my connection, but it's all right. We still going. We still going. That's right. So, y'all, let's see. Once again, you want to join the conversation today? No problem. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Join us in the chat room. Join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson62. Send me an email, Eric.Let'sTalk@gmail.com. And, of course, there's a Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson, at Facebook.com. Then there's Twitter, Driven for Life, F-O-R, Life 62. All one word? Hey, look me up there, too. But other than that, let's get to talking, man. As I mentioned before, there's no set topic today. But we're just going to talk, have general conversation, and go where it leads us. That's why I call it Freedom Friday. That's right. That's why I call it Freedom Friday. Now, you know, today I was looking at a documentary, and a commercial came on, which, you know, okay. No, it wasn't a commercial. I'm sorry. I was over someone's house, and they had a little kid, and they was watching this show on TV on Nickelodeon Junior, Nick Junior. Yeah. And it was interesting because, you know, the little puppets, dinosaurs, whatever the heck they were singing a song, and it was like, friends keep their hands to themselves. Then they went on to sing this song, keep your hands to yourself, keep your hands to yourself. Friends all keep your hands to themselves. I'm like, what in the world is that about? Vicky, how you doing? So, you know me. I'm inquisitive sometimes, most of the time. So I said, well, let me go and see what's really this about. Well, you know, then I went online and I looked a couple of places, and there's some wild things that these schools are doing. So there's a school out there, a school system out there that bans having best friends. And here's the logic behind that. Basically what they're saying is if you have best friends, that encourages cliques, which leads to bullying. You know? I mean, and I'm just like, really? Then there's another school district that has outlawed dodgeball. Now, I remember doing a show on this. I mean, I brought this up on a show a while ago where this mother got upset because their child got hit in the face with a dodgeball during the game. Now, we all play dodgeball, you know. Everybody get in the middle and two people at the end and you throw the ball, you know. And this child happened to get hit. Well, this parent was really upset, and the school district, being trying to be politically correct, you know, decided to ban dodgeball, saying that least that was bullying. Now, as we said that day on dodgeball, about the dodgeball article, hell, if you don't know how to duck, you get hit enough, you learn how to get out the dang wrong way. You know what I mean? What, you know, there's other school districts. They don't want you to wear the little rubber bands on your arms, and you can't make fingers, you know, gun size with your fingers. And what is our school systems? You know, we have gotten away from teaching our kids to just telling them what they can't do. You know, of course, there was a story yesterday about the little kid that wrote a paper that said God was the one she looked up to. And what happened? She was told she couldn't do that. And she had to take the paper home because it couldn't be on school property because it had God written on it. Now, here's my thing about that. And I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I'll tell you how I feel. You remember back in the day, I know some of us remember, I don't know if they still do it, when it was necessary that everybody stand up in front of this flag and go, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, blah, 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 blah. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that, right? Under one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah. That right there. So now it's to the point you can't even say God in school. So what are they teaching our kids? Huh? You can't play dodgeball because that leads to bullying. You can't have best friends because why? It leads to cliques and bullying and all that good stuff. But yet, a child that considers themselves to be transgender can go in any bathroom they decide. Does anyone else feel a problem with that besides me? That sounds kind of backwards, don't you think? You know, I'm not really understanding where is our school system going now. This is just outrageous. How y'all feel about that? Lines are open. Y'all tell me, what y'all thinking about that? Because I find that just raggedy. Or as the kids say now, it's just ratchet. You know what I mean? Simple things as dodgeball, you know? Writing the paper on God. You can't even do that in schools, but you can let a little boy or little girl that thinks they a little bit of both sexes or whatever going in the bathroom they want. You know, the little boys that want to dress up like little girls, you know. And we're not even talking about this thing, the homosexual thing, and I'm not even getting into that. But you see, our schools are promoting the wrong things, and we as parents, apparently we're going for it because we're not putting up enough fight to try to change any of this. Why is that? Are we down for that same? Are we down for the agenda that's being taught out here? Even on television, you know, Nickelodeon, man, I'm telling you. What is this thing that's happening with our kids in school? All right, y'all, I'm sorry. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. Some kind of way, something happened, and I got disconnected, and I don't know. That's just about crazy as hell. Then I guess I was talking about the wrong thing, and the powers that be didn't want me talking about that kind of stuff, huh? Oh, y'all see what I'm saying? Oh, man, that means I'm being monitored. Oh, let me watch what I'm about to say now. Whatever. You can try and disconnect me all you want to. I'm not going to stop saying the school system sucks. Our country is teaching our children the wrong thing, and we need to do something about it. That's right. Now, there's no way I should have got disconnected because I'm not even on Skype. You know what I mean? I'm on my phone. What in the world is really going on? They're trying me, y'all. Yeah, they're trying me. That's all right. That's all right. You can't silence the truth. That's right. You can't silence the truth. Now, hey, y'all, talk to me. It's just general conversation. You know, I'm just ranting about some things I noticed today. So what y'all want to talk about? Give me a call, 347-838-8622. And I heard that then. That was interesting. Interesting. All right, East Coast, welcome to the show. You know, that was very interesting then, man. I'm on my phone and I heard a little click-click in my phone. Y'all know what that means. So let's talk, man. I see I got Brother Lowe, Brother Vernon, and Brother Wesley on the switchboard. And what's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today? Hey, if you want to talk, the phone lines are open. Just say, you know, raise your hand and let me know. Because it's general conversation. It don't matter. Vicky said, I am so glad I am out of it. I remember when I was in the junior school in 1978, they started this crapola. My mom used to always win the mother's race. And her last race she won but was told to be the pacemaker. Messed up. That's right. So let me welcome Mr. Wesley to the show here. Mr. Wesley, welcome to the show, brother. What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Hey. How are you?
All right. Yeah, well, what you talking about, what you that show you were watching on Nickelodeon? You remember a show called Barney? Remember Barney,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. No, that wasn't Barney I was looking at, but yeah, I remember that show by
right.
Purple Dinosaur, yeah.
But what I'm getting to, remember when they showed Barney, when he always was saying something in that eye twinkle?
Yeah.
So, so the meaning of the eye twinkle, he was sending subliminal messages to them children, man.
You know, I've heard that before. You're probably right, though. I mean, that I guess it falls along with the Teletubbies, too. You know, because,
yeah,
oh, man. I witnessed some things with someone. I was like, no, can't believe that.
Because I remember when my nieces and nephews was watching Barney, and I got up to change the channel, man. Them children was getting ready to tie me limb from limb, man. They was getting ready to mess me up, man. Little old children, man, they was coming at me, man. I'm serious. So right then and there, I knew Barney was sending us subliminal messages, man.
Wow. You know, but, oh, wow. Vicky says the yellow one was gay. Now, I know one of them was gay because one was sniffing, the other was behind. I'm talking about the Teletubbies. But one day I saw it, and I'm like, no, this ain't happening in my house. But, you know, that is crazy, man. You know, but, you know, if you would think that parents would catch on and stop their kids from looking at this type of stuff. But they use it more, you know, for them. Some parents, it's like babysitting. You know what I mean? They use that to babysit their kids while they out doing whatever. And that's where our kids are messing up. Now, this thing about the school districts, man, I'm still confused about that. You know, they're teaching our kids the wrong things. They're making them more passive, you know, than anything else. They're really not teaching them any education. You know? Of course, that's my theory and my thought process on that. But to me, that's what they're doing. You there?
Oh, say what now? I didn't catch you. Say that again.
Oh, okay. Now, I was saying, what about these little things that the school district are, you know, putting in the policy, making policy about now? Like, no having the best friends and, you know, you can't play dodgeball and, you know. I guess if you can't play dodgeball, I mean, you can't play kickball either because you throw the ball at somebody, right?
Right, and then they wonder why they turn so fat, man. Why they so fat, they don't get no exercise.
Right. You know, so, I mean, that is just crazy.
And if they got exercise and running around in recess or whatever, then they'd be able to sit down, sit there behind down in class instead of running around. You see what I'm saying? They won't need no Ritalin.
You're right on that one. You are absolutely right on that one. So what can we do as parents? What do we have to do? What can we do to change this stuff? Do we need to go in and just protest and just make somebody do something?
Well, I think the easy way to do it is like join the PTA and then run for the school board, man.
Now, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. But you know what, though? Let's take a look at that. Run for the school board. How much money is really needed for you to do that? So do you need a whole lot of money, or you just need the right backing?
Well, I think you probably just need the money for whatever fee it takes, and then you just got to get out there and go door to door. Go internet or something, man. There's a way to get around by money, man. I know you get $1-2 donation from here, $1-2 donation from there. And if it's meant to be, and you got a good message, you get the people with you.
Okay. All right. I can see that. I can actually see that. But the only problem comes, I think, but that is a great idea. And maybe I'll look into that. But anyway, you know, and here's the other thing, though. Here's the other thing I was just thinking about. The other thing I was thinking about is how about the ones that have good intentions going in but get caught up in the political so-called power they think they have? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I think that's what turns a lot of them.
Well,
you know,
folks have to get involved with their churn, man. You can't just send your churn out there and let these folks with this false racist curriculum, man, raise your churn, man, because your enemy not going to teach you no education to liberate yourself anyway.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I agree with you right there. I really do. I think what we need to do, and I know somebody's gonna say something, maybe we need to just start homeschooling our own kids. What you think about that?
You know,
if we get into the point to where, you know, this agenda is no longer a hidden agenda that being taught to our kids, then maybe we should just start homeschooling our own kids. you know, and teaching them the truth and not this craziness that they're well, you know what? I really can't say they're being taught craziness because the only thing they're teaching now is these STAR tests and TAS tests or whatever it's called in y'all state. You know, that's done basically to hold people back to keep individuals from getting ahead. Now, I'm just going to put it out there because that's all they're about. You know, and this is what people talk about all the time. You know, it's like this. You know, they give these so-called standardized tests, right?
Right.
Now, let's say we as African-Americans made up a standardized test for everybody else. How many of them you think would pass it?
Nah, not too many.
I don't give them 5%. I don't. You know,
right.
Because it's how can I put it? It's a clash of two cultures.
Yeah,
you know?
You got that right.
But,
and like
yeah,
I said,
the
other day, they should be learning our conflict resolution and logical
mm-hmm.
thinking instead of just what do you call that, memory, where you just did you put something and you got to memorize, man.
Oh, man, you're right.
And like,
you know
like some schools in Florida, man, they're not even teaching children how to write cursive writing, man.
Yeah, I heard that. How do you do that? How do you just say, we're not going to teach cursive writing anymore? Really?
That's right.
I remember that. That is just crazy. Antoinette says, have to be able to afford to just have one parent working. Economy makes it hard for people to do it. Well, Antoinette, that is a very, very astute point. It really is. Well, we got to come up with some kind of plan because what was at least a little learning experience for our kids are now turning into just a bad experience, period, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But hold on, I got somebody else on the line. I'm going to come in and see what they have to say. All right, 111, welcome to the show.
You know what? I hear Wesley's voice. I hear Beasley's voice, and already I know there's chaos. I just got here 10 seconds ago, and I know there's going to be chaos.
Wait a minute. Where did you hear Beasley's voice at?
I didn't hear Beasley's voice? Okay. So it's only half
you
chaos.
Did.
Hey, Wes, do you know you're targeted?
Say what now?
You're targeted. You know that.
Yeah, you too, and everybody else, man. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. So what's the
targeted
topic?
With what?
You know, we're talking about the microwaves.
Mm. Oh, okay. Anyway, there is no topic. Right
it's
now we're
called,
just talking about
called,
the food
oh, there
system.
Isn't?
It's called
no,
electronic.
It's Freedom Friday.
Targeting, man.
Okay, that's a click I heard on my phone, huh?
Why do you think the phone shut down, man? Why do you think you had technical difficulties, man?
I know, right? Yeah.
There you go, bro.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah,
okay,
I mean, I'm just saying that the stuff that they're stopping individuals, our kids from doing dodgeball. You know, they don't want to have friends.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to have friends. You know, what? You can't wear, you know, certain wristbands that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the little dumb things. And plus, like the little girl yesterday, you know, it's just the dumb things.
It's not
like
just
that.
Dumb, Eric. This is something which I know Wesley's got to know about. I'd be real interested in this. This is the divide and conquer philosophy. They don't want you to have
mm-hmm.
friends. They want you to become part of the commune, the collective, so that you can become part of their youth group, their agenda, their big brother. They don't want you to form attachments, because if you form attachments, that means you develop friendships. You have somebody to fight for and somebody who's got your back. It makes it easier to bring a country down when you have this divide and conquer bullshit. And it's becoming official, too. They do not want kids to form one-on-one attachments. They don't want them to have best friends. They want them. They actually separate them. In the New York Times about a year ago, they had at a camp, they were separating girls from one another so that the girls could interact with the group, but not to form singular best friend relationships. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah, I can believe it. I really can now. Boy, I can believe it.
Who else do we have on the line?
Oh, just you and Wesley right now.
Just me and Wes? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of people in the chat room. Hey, Vic.
Yeah,
hey, Knowledge.
What y'all think of some hints where they should separate the girls and the boys, man? What do you think about that?
Well, what are they? Of course. If you separate the boys from the girls, then the boys don't have attachments, right? If the boys don't have attachments, they don't protect the girls. If they don't protect the girls, then it's easier to conquer the country from within.
I'll tell y'all a story about me when I was in seventh grade, and when we did with paddling, I got paddled for talking to this girl in class. I was paying attention to her. The teacher told me to be quiet, so I kept on having a conversation with her. Next thing I know, I brought it. Got caught in front of the classroom and got a few little licks on my behind.
Yeah, well, it started way back when. You know what? Eric, you're probably familiar with this. I know Knowledge is probably. It's called The Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Isabite.
Yeah.
Now, she worked, I forget. Yeah, she worked, and I forget which administration she worked in. She's not somebody who was just, wearing a tinfoil hat. She was working in the Department of Education. She was a policymaker. She actually had meetings with people who said that their agenda was to dumb down America. They wanted to present math in such a way that people couldn't understand the logic behind it.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a concerted effort by people who are either communists or have communist leanings, but they just have authoritarian agendas. They just want to control everything. This is their agenda. You know, when people said that when the war came down, remember back when Reagan was president? And everybody said, the war came down, communism is over. What the fuck? You think the fucking people in Russia said, comrade, good, let's have some vodka now. No more war. You think that's what they said? No.
No, they didn't say that.
They said, we got to try harder to conquer America. That's all.
So that's funny because didn't Putin say, America, you're not special?
He said, well, that's the take on it. He said that, I didn't read the entire op-ed, but he was mainly talking about, and this is the spin on it, that America doesn't or shouldn't experience their exceptionalism. Because according to Obama and Bush, America exceptionalism means that because we are so exceptional that we have to be the world's police force, and we have to go out there and stick our fucking boys' blood on their soil to conquer them into democracy.
I'm going to go on and call it what it is. We're not the world's police force. We're the biggest gang there is. That's what we are. We're a gang.
We're fucking Hitler, man.
I know this.
You think I'm kidding? Didn't Hitler invade Poland, Hungary, and Czechoslovakia? What are we doing with Syria, Tunisia, Egypt, Gaddafi? What are we doing? We're Hitler. We're Stalin.
Okay.
We are killers.
Just under a different name.
That's it.
Killers.
We are killers. We're murderers. Not we, the fucking government. I'm an American. The people who are doing this shit, they're not Americans.
All right. They're not Americans?
I'm not Americans according to me. If I had my way, you've heard me say this on your show. What I want to do, I want to have Congress investigated by the FBI. I want them indicted for treason. I want them put on trial for treason. I want them convicted of treason. And I want to be the one to pull the fucking switch. I want to fucking kill these motherfuckers. I want to be the one to say, here, let me put the poison in your veins. Here, let me throw the switch. Here, let me electrocute you. They're treasonous fucking scum.
I go with you further, man. I agree with what you're saying. But then I want all this classified stuff going on with all this shadow CIA, government, NSI, all the stuff they doing to the American people need to come out above board. And whatever torture they doing to the American people, the American, they need to be shut down. The people should be prosecuted, whether it's our military, our secret military, or corporations. Well, whatever
everybody.
They're doing, the people, and the people should be just compensated, man. Because you got some people, they got them so screwed up, they can't work, man. There's a lot of people that got on the table, man. They got them all screwed up in the head, man.
Right.
They can't keep a job.
That's right. You're right. I don't want them just prosecuted and put to jail. I want them dead, legally. So anybody, and I know the NSA, you're listening to me, I outline the steps legally. So come find me.
Antoinette has a question for you, United States. She said, who is going to investigate the FBI and CIA, NSA, FEMA, and DHS? Who's going to investigate them?
It should be the civilians. The civilians should have...
Huh?
It should be the civilians. The civilians should have, like, not a separate Congress, but, like, everything that, like, what she mentioned, the FEMA and everything, all of them are funded by Congress. We should have a separate type of civilian panel or civilian organization funded by the taxpayers but not approved by Congress. Just automatically, you know, approved, maybe it's tied into inflation, and that committee investigates Congress, FEMA, they already have, as a matter of fact, Inspector General. Inspector General investigates all of these, and they actually give out pretty good recommendations. They're the ones that show up the waste. They're the ones that show up the fraud, but Congress doesn't act on it. So we have Inspector General, but nobody, nobody follows up.
Well, they got so much secret shit going on, man, so they don't even know how much money they're spending on all this psy ops and stuff on American people, man. They don't know how much. Well, see, what's going to happen is, like, when all them jackasses on the top realize they targeted and they material candidates and their life all screwed up, then that's when the shit going to hit the fan, man.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the people on the bottom, the one getting screwed, it's business as usual. But with all these lawyers and doctors and people that be judges, start figuring out they get screwed related to, then that's when shit gonna happen, bro.
If they ever wake up, you're right, because as far as I'm concerned, the only real solution to what we're going through now is for them within the Rothschild, Rockefeller clans and the rest of them, is for the people within them to know that they're being betrayed. I hope you're listening, you fucking scumbags. Do you honestly believe that the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, in their quest for world domination, are going to give you a seat at the table? There's only going to be a few seats at the table, and they're not going to be there for you.
Listen,
so if you don't wake up.
I'm sorry. Somebody sent me a text message. They tell Joe the country was built on war and bloodshed. So is he really the American, or does he just think he is?
What the fuck's that got to do with what we're talking about?
That's a distraction, man. But look at here. Look, for instance, look at how much stuff them Kennedys been going through, man. All kind of crazy stuff been happening to them. You think that's been happening just half the circumstance, huh?
Oh, hell no.
And remember that DuPont dude went crazy and killed somebody?
I think I might have heard about it, but don't know much about it, no.
So we just headed in the wrong direction anyway, no matter what we try and do. Basically what we're saying.
I'm saying that the American people are too apathetic and too stupid, even though they know what's going on. A lot of them know. They either don't want to know for sure, because I have to say, it's really rough when you really, really realize that the government is there to kill you. It really fucks you up, because you don't want to know that the fucking assholes you elected to Congress are the ones who are trying to kill you.
Wow. Yep, you're right. Joe referred to himself as a real American. So I guess that's where.
Well, if anybody doesn't want to refer to themselves as a fucking American, is okay with me. I don't understand what that's got to do with what I'm saying. If he's going to, he or she is saying that there's a history of violence even before the Constitution, from the Constitution, I agree. But if you're in a country, if you're in Germany, France, Nigeria, Libya, if you don't consider yourself a part of that country, then why are you there? If I don't consider myself an American, why should I fight for America?
Well, I see if anybody that pay taxes on by April 15th is a real American, really.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't even be. Go ahead, Wes.
I say anybody that pays taxes, they pay taxes, they FICA tax, whatever taxes, they're real American, man.
We shouldn't even. You know what a real American should do? Like Ron Paul or anybody else who knows about the Federal Reserve. We don't need to pay all these taxes.
Right.
Don't need it. The Federal Reserve was created. We didn't pay income taxes until the Federal Reserve was created. The Federal Reserve, through the income, is being paid back the interest payments through our federal income tax. They make $19 billion a year profit, the Federal Reserve. It is not a government institution. It is a private bank.
Right.
If you switch it away from the Federal Reserve to the Treasury, you do not have to pay federal income tax, which at one time the founders of the Constitution said could not be allowed because you had to levy taxes in apportionment and you couldn't do it on labor. But they got around that. Benny, you're not a real American. If you want to know for sure, you're not a real American. All right? That should end the discussion with you.
They say if you're against war, then you're not American.
He's taking on the point of view sarcastically from the conservatives. Yeah, I know what he's saying. Yeah, remember when we got bombed 9/11, and everybody was going, get Saudi Arabia, get Saddam Hussein, get Osama bin Laden. Yeah. Everybody was for war, and everybody said at that time, shut up, just follow Bush, because he's the president. No, that's not a real American. A real American is very skeptical, has doubts all the way through. You want to send your kids to fucking war, you go ahead and do it. Be a real American over there in their soil. Have your legs blown off. I'm not sending my kids over.
Well, I think people should just quit volunteering, man. All the people that volunteer, just throw these guns down and say, we're not fighting them over these international banksters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, Benny, I've been to hell. I don't like your house. Okay, what else? Benny wants to fuck with me.
Because if everybody quit, all the military just say, we not fighting no more. We ain't going for this crap no more, man. Because, I mean, people volunteering for their life for this stupid stuff.
Tell me about it.
Then when they come back over here, they treat it like crap, man. I would never volunteer for nothing, man. They got to draft me.
You got that right. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. What, are you kidding me? If people know what's going on, why should they allow themselves to be drafted, to be sent overseas, to kill people they don't know, never insulted them, never harmed them, and they're not a threat to America? They might be a threat to Benny, but they're not a threat to America.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, Lord. Benny said, go to hell, Joe, boy. What
I know. I said I was there.
Anyway.
I didn't like his house.
Well, you need to call in, man. Tell him to call in, man.
No, Benny never called.
Oh, hold on. Let me let Maze in on the conversation.
Oh, local historian.
All right.
Hello.
Ms. Maze, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sick of all of these Ron Paul crap.
Oh,
and Ron Paul
off.
Just like the rest of them.
Oh, stop it, will you? I said
he ain't no
off.
Different than nobody else.
You,
he's
like
been in the Congress. Your daddy was in the Congress for all them years, and he ain't did nothing to change nothing. And his son ain't going to
why? You know
either.
What? If you wouldn't change anything either, Maze, if you were there, you know why?
What did you say?
I said you wouldn't change anything either if you were there.
And you wouldn't either.
Damn right. You know why?
And I wouldn't wait all these years to start crying about what's going on there, because you can't do nothing
what
about
it. What's that got to do with
but
that? It has nothing to do with that. You had one person there in Congress for over 20 years who was honest, predicted what would happen, gave the solutions. Nobody listened to him, and people still trying to rationalize that, oh, well, geez, he had an R by his name, so he's no good.
You're just right, because if Ron Paul was about anything, he would have been represented as a Republican. That's what he was.
That's logical thinking.
That's what he was. So stop trying to put that snow on people.
It's not logical thinking, Mace. We have something you're pretty good at. Non-logical thinking.
Logical.
I'm not listening
to you, ain't nobody thinking about Ron Paul. I know that. His son is a Republican, too. If he was anything different, why is he with the party?
Mace. You know what? You named yourself the right name because you are a labyrinth of illogical conclusions.
Just because I don't agree with you.
That's right.
All right,
just
y'all.
Don't
hold
have
on
to.
For a minute. Let me wait. Let me bring Antoinette in because y'all are going back and forth, and Ron Paul is Ron Paul. All right, and I got another text that says people already in the military are afraid of the consequences of not fighting, so you know they don't have any reason. I mean, any choice. But hey, Antoinette, how you doing?
Hello, Mr. Talk. I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Hello, Antoinette.
I'm doing lovely.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
She's here to defend Maze, I can tell.
She is. She's to defend herself. She wants to defend
me. Oh, please, Maze. You always need defending.
I did not. I to address something that you said.
Well, yeah, in defense of Maze. Go ahead, Antoinette.
In defense of Antoinette.
No, go ahead, Antoinette. Go ahead.
When you spoke about this guy that was a DuPont that, you know, went off, his family, because of he was the next in line to, as a child, to take over the DuPont empire, the business and everything else, they sent him to this special school in Delaware that is a part of the elite where they mess with these children's minds. And they do things to him, and they program him. And he was programmed to do that. For when he got older, then they would do a special thing. They had a guy whose mother worked at the school for the elitists that were here in Delaware that exposed that.
Okay, I'm glad I know that. I didn't know that. Wesley probably knew it. I didn't know.
Well, something that you don't know, huh?
Can you imagine that, Mace? I know you can't grasp that.
You admitted it. That's
right,
the problem.
Well, I admitted that.
You don't know everything.
Wait a minute. Before you two get to going at each other again.
Oh, we do it all the time.
I know.
I remember
Antoinette, you said
Yeah.
You were saying that they went to a school that messed with his mind, that programmed him?
Yeah. They did that when he was a child. It was a school for the elite. I can't remember the name of the school now. I have to look it up. But one of the guy's mother had worked there. She was one of the elitist teachers. And she taught this method. But it was a school that's here in Delaware. And I remember what the school was. I just can't remember the name.
Wow.
But I have
That's amazing. How come you don't hear about these things? Why we don't ever hear about them? You know, to after the fact, are they sworn to secrecy or what? I mean,
yeah, they are.
We hear about this years and years after.
Yeah, before DuPont's their children's hospital, before it even opened up basically to the public, it was a private hospital that was basically for the DuPont family, because of all the inter-family stuff, you know, where their children weren't coming out right, so that was a private hospital, and it was just for their children, because they were very messed up.
Have you heard about how they actually get kids to become programmed to become servants of the elite? Wesley, you know this, right? The torture that they have to go through?
That's what was also done at that school. They would do sexual things to them and everything else where they were doing all of this mind control and torture so that they could do this to them. So I guess so they can, you know, just...
They have a split personality. They through the torture, I think they call it. dissociative something or other.
Oh, so that's what's wrong with both of them parties, then, Joe, what are you trying to say?
No, but since you brought it up, that's probably what happened to him.
Oh, that's what's wrong with him.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to figure out what the disease they have.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They usually grab up because there's two accounts of two people who supposedly got themselves freed from this type of brainwashing. Reagan himself supposedly had a go-between. Somebody, a kid who was, you know, who was tortured into becoming a servant
for
the...
Who did
you say? Huh?
You say Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan.
Reagan got two kids that don't even think the same. One don't even believe his own daddy party. So he didn't go to that school, the elite school.
No, but I'm saying
so
that
no,
people had who were brainwashed, broke free from the brainwashing, wrote some books, and said that Reagan used them as a go-between. They used them to transfer messages, you know, from Reagan to whoever else that he wanted to transfer the message to, by using these kids who were growing up and now became like Manchurian candidates.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what this school is like, you know, after they traumatized them and everything else. But it's, I just have to, I have to research. I know, I believe the guy's last name that, whose mother worked there, I believe his last name was Morgan or Miller or something like that. But I have to look. I have to look it up because I really don't remember. But it was a it was a school that they had, and it was just for them.
Well, I believe
and
it. Yeah.
You had to be a very intelligent person and everything to get into that school. Highly intelligent, but it was basically for them. But it was the so that they can do to you what they wanted done.
Yeah, they did the MK Ultra thing. They did this disassociative or the torture and the traumatizing thing in order to make sure they would stay loyal to the elitist type of agenda.
Yeah, but they have put the DuPont guy in there. They had him in that school when he was young because the family he would have been the next one to get to be in line if something happened to him. And they messed him up when he was young so that he wouldn't be able to do it.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I believe
it. I just got a text that says, forget about the elite. What about the average American family that adopted the Ethiopian girl and either abused her to death or got caught one or the other? Or got caught one or the other. I'm not familiar with that one.
What?
Anybody know anything about that?
No.
I didn't know about that. I heard about a Chinese girl that was brought over here, and they, what they do, the family that got her couldn't take care of, and so they just shipped her to a home in Tennessee, and the family in Tennessee got brought up on charges, so they didn't treat the girl right. But I'm wondering what happened to all the Turin and Haiti that they took out, man, after that hurricane. What's happening to them?
I'm letting knowledge know. Wow. I clicked on his link.
All right.
It's just like the Russian kids that they want that people. It's just like he's cool stopping from adopting Russian kids over here too. Wonder why.
No, I'm getting
screwing up in school now. This Wi-Fi, man. You know how much waves coming off them Wi-Fi terminals all through them schools, man. So y'all, that's one reason why they acting a fool too in school. That all that Wi-Fi floating around.
I think at the time when the DuPont was going to school, I don't know if they had the Wi-Fi then.
Oh, I'm looking at 2013, man.
Oh, okay.
But my bad.
Where were you going to school, Joe?
We'll be to try to figure them out, man. They do the hide stuff, man. See, and y'all ask a question, why people don't find out? Because they do that, they get a smoke screen, man, good distraction, i.e., the NSA was getting ready to come out with all this crap they're doing to people. So what did the government do? They created some false flag war in Syria to get everybody's mind off of what's happening over here, and damn it, everybody fell for it.
I said there was not going to be a war in Syria, so I wasn't even thinking about Syria. That was those that was led by the media.
Well, you stayed focused. Everybody else got flipped by this shell game again, man. We keep getting fooled by this shell game, man.
The shell game. I like that.
Yeah.
The shell game.
Yeah. And you can take the shell game any way you want, or hide that, doing some stuff and hide the, what they're doing to us over here under one shell and doing something else across the water, man.
Wow. That's interesting. Oh, wow.
So, Joe, so y'all, for everybody, so they just,
they just furthering the elitist agenda just in different ways now, basically what's
yeah.
going on.
Because
yeah.
you, wasn't yeah. that Mrs. Paul, what is that, Mrs. Paul Fish, and that's what they call Mrs. Paul, Ron Paul them on.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, the Ron Paul family
only elitist. Ron Paul's part of the elitist now?
Yeah, yeah, they are part of the
elitist
too.
That's
why
all right, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I know the Koch brothers own a whole bunch of frozen food, so if y'all go buy frozen food and you look on the package and it says Koch brothers, don't even buy that crap, man. They got UC refrigerated.
Well, they own more, but see, I mean, they own more than just that. You know, they
it's amazing to tell you they got one brownish toilet papers, but they own that frozen food too, man. And Georgia Pacific, they own Georgia Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never eat frozen food, even though some of it tastes good. I tasted it once or twice, and I said, I don't want any of this processing going through my veins. So.
Right, that's true.
And you use something. You use something. All of you call it elite. You use something that belongs to all of them.
Oh, me elite, huh? Me elite.
I didn't say
come over here, mate.
You know we're near elite.
Yeah.
I said you use something that some or all of them have. It's something that you use.
Well, basically everything processed, man. They
paper,
could take they could take a chicken from an egg in 6 weeks. And it's a full grown chicken.
Wow, you're right. But hold on, let me that's crazy. Now, I think this is Beasley coming in. Mr. Beasley, welcome to the show. Is this you? Okay.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Brother, it's not Mr. Beasley.
Oh, okay. My bad. So who do we have here?
Oh, this is Big Raw, bro. I showed you.
Okay, what's up, Big Raw? How you doing?
Oh, nothing.
All right.
Nothing, bro.
Okay. So what you got to add to the conversation, man?
Well, you know, I was listening, and I see you all were talking about the processed foods, and through my information, I found out that Monsanto's owns a lot of this stuff, and, you know, a lot of this genetically modified food that we're eating, or at least the frozen food portion of it, if you notice a lot of times, you can look at the package, it'll tell you it's made out of meat or portions of meat. But you have to kind of question what are the other fillers that they're putting into it.
Mm-hmm.
My question for the guys on the panel, it's a little deep somewhat, but I just want to know, does it really matter if the food is genetically modified when all things that we consume into our bodies for vitamin or nutritious purposes, when it's all just matter anyway, or is it the... or is it the way that the chemicals or the composition of the chemicals placed in the food and what it actually disagrees with the body in order to create a condition called disease?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can take a McDonald's hamburger and set that fucker on the shelf and it'll last a year.
That's true.
And that's
same thing with the Twinkies. Same thing
with
Twinkies.
Some people directors, man, they say they don't even have to embalm no bodies no more, but they be well fucking preserved, man.
They're just full of Burger King and McDonald's.
You know what's up, man?
They already pumpified.
He just got to put them in the casket and say, hasta la vista, and that's it.
Yeah.
Just about. Oh, you know, like that movie, the one guy who was eating nothing but McDonald's for a month, he came down with all kinds of illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary. I don't know. Shit. He's probably getting embalmed like a zombie.
Yep.
Lord. Okay, here's one. If average people are going to do that, then how much further will people go? Dollars. Okay, how much further will people dollars go? And Pepsi has fetus in it. Wow.
Say that again,
they say Pepsi has fetus in it, and I guess it was back to a conversation that was going on a little earlier. It says if average people are going to do that, then how much further will people with money go? Okay. All right.
People with money go where? To do what?
I guess to make their agenda be known.
Well, the agenda's been known. People know about it. People just don't either believe it or they're apathetic. They think that America will not fall. All people really know is that the taxes go up, they suffer inflation, they don't even suffer it. This inflation goes up, but it goes up slowly, but there's still, well, I call it suffering, because shit.
Well, what are you prepared to do if it did fall?
What am I prepared to do with the what?
If America fails, what are you prepared to do?
If America fails?
Mm-hmm.
I'd go visit you, man.
Well, you probably have plenty to eat and plenty to drink.
Well, I can't. I'm definitely going to visit you. Well, according to CAT, America's going to be in good shape for the next 10 years because of the GCC, and we're really not looking at this in the way that I think. I think it's the New World Order who wants to collapse America. I don't think there's any real solution to it outside of the people within the so-called elite. I call them scumbags, who will wake up like Hitler's generals woke up and try to kill him. If they don't rebel, I don't think there's much hope, personally.
Everybody keeps talking about a new world order. What do they mean? I mean, what kind of new world order are you talking about? Because I say a new world order is a different meaning than you saying a new world order, Joe.
That's a very good question, May. When people say the new world order, are we talking about the same thing, or is there a different point of view on this thing? My definition is
they're gonna try to they're gonna sink every individual country's economy by giving them messed up loans, taking all the money out. And then just create one major bank where they can, and we'd be under one system, one monetary system of slavery, and therefore it'll be really new world disorder. Because you look at since 1980, $29 trillion been stolen out of this economy by these banksters and financial magicians. $29 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Bloomberg had a lawsuit against the Federal Reserve Bank, just our Federal Reserve Bank, and found that they were doing $16 trillion alone of so-called currency swaps that they weren't reporting to Congress or to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say $29 trillion has been stolen out of our economy and spread out across the world. Any country that has a Federal Reserve Bank set up on the same model as ours is a country that's owned by the Rothschilds and or the Rockefellers, in my opinion. And that's the New World Order, international bankers.
Yeah.
That's the New World Order to me, who want to destroy all but 500,000 of the population on the planet.
But what happens when all the Rothschilds, they're not producing, and there's no more? And everybody else is producing, and they're not. Then what happens?
What do you mean the Rothschilds not producing?
Like they're all gone. They all died because they're not producing more Rothschilds.
Well, that's not going to happen for a while.
Oh, right. We don't know about all that.
Well, they've got grandsons and granddaughters. They're not going to die off world all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Look, Chelsea Clinton, that rich guy she married, man, I guarantee you he'll up in that blue blood shit from somehow or another.
Yeah.
So they keeping it close to the top now.
And y'all forgetting, they've been cloning things for a long time, man. So,
oh, yeah. That's true. They can take it down and grow a whole cow and have pet food now.
You know, Yeah, we only get sporadic reports. Yeah, they try to clone this, it died, or we try to clone this, and but you really ain't hearing what they're really cloning. And I'm sure,
yeah.
I'm sure
they
some
can't
of
get
them
it right.
Walk around on five up every day. They what?
They must be gonna call them a robot because it sure won't be a human.
Well, see, you know what, man? That's what they want you to believe. As long
yeah,
as we
sure.
keep saying, no, they can't do that. They're not doing that right. That everything
right.
is good. They can continue going on doing what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right.
Now, once
they
we start,
that,
once we start questioning and digging, then, no, May, why would they tell us that that was going on?
Right.
Let's look at the logic behind this now.
Yes,
look at what they tell us
that. How they did that big salmon, man, with that frankenfish. They mixed some kind of a salmon with something, and the fish growing up to be like a Frankenstein fish.
yeah, and they don't, and they destroying some of the ecological system. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. But
and
man,
they mixed
you know,
a cod fish with a tomato, so a tomato could grow in the wintertime, man. So you think you're eating a tomato, but you're eating a damn fish.
Let's see. Knowledge says transhumanism is the new agenda. All right.
Mm-hmm. So he's right, and so is Eyes on the Universe. Because it is a mathematical certainty. There was a guy named David Walker. He used to be the Comptroller General of the United States, the head chief accountant of the United States. He said from 2004 on, when he was going around the country making his speeches, he was showing how the United States will collapse because of governmental spending, taxation, and entitlement programs. It's a mathematical search.
And where is he now, Joe?
He's out of government.
He probably did, man.
No, he's still around. He's just out of government.
Oh, he's out of government. Well, he didn't tell. He's just telling it just to make some money with a book.
He was in government doing this.
That's how I see those people make money, writing a book.
Okay, Maze.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I think.
Anything you say, Maze. Go ahead. Anything you say.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you, Maze. Anything you say. Go ahead.
You here to help you.
I'm going to help
you. Ms. Maze by the elite. Either they're going to kill off everybody so they have a certain population, and then they're going to screw the Earth up. Then what they're going to do? Build us some ships and go somewhere else, like the Mars or space station.
I told you they're already selling properties.
You remember that movie District 9?
But they'll never
built
make
that,
it there.
Space station above Earth, and Earth was so polluted.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do, but they ain't going to be able to live there. And they ain't going to be able to live on this Earth either.
You know what? That brings me up to this. I've said this before. Then you know, or let's say if we were the elite and we knew that through the pollution of the entire environment, of the entire Earth, that our grandchildren would not live. And even though we could live, let's say, underground, like moles, which I don't think people can do for a while. I don't think our bodies can do it. I happen to think of the possibility that the people who were doing this could actually be the reptiles that David Icke talks about.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody can believe in God and demons and parallel
universes. Just
like
universes. The dinosaurs lived once upon a time, too, and they all died off.
Well, see, I kind of
so
believe in reptiles, the one in the Garden of Eden, that end up fornicating with that Eve.
Yeah, so, I mean, look.
Huh?
Adam and Eve.
What
so
about
why
Adam
can't
and
they
Eve?
Be reptiles? Why can't they survive the pollution, which is eventually going to be the fate of the entire world? I actually saw that in a comic book years ago, where the politicians were fucking up the entire planet, and the air was turning into methane. And what happened? The politicians were no more than a vanguard for an alien race. Why can't they be the reptiles that David Icke's talking about?
Mm-hmm. I hope you're wrong, man. That's some scary stuff.
I hope I'm wrong, too, but I don't, you know, David Icke, when he started talking about holograms and reptiles, I said, nah, I think this guy's full of shit. But when you take a look at how the Earth is being polluted, how are they going to survive? You can't be a human and survive what's going to happen to the earth. But they're doing it anyway. So either they have a death wish or there's something else.
Well, I figure the human body is a miracle thing, man, especially with all this GMO food. We will adapt, man. We will adapt. God gave us the ability to heal and adapt. So I think we'll be some humans will be able to adapt to any situation. You look at the black man, how much hell we done been put through in the hells of North America, and we just keep adapting to all this crap that's being sold at us, man.
Yeah, but that's not biological adaptation.
Oh, yeah, it is biological, man. Come on, you heard of the dog on, what's that thing they did in Tuskegee?
Yeah.
That's biological. I told you I took that darn polio vaccine.
Yeah.
And that's biological, ain't it?
Not quite, Wes. No, what you're talking about is that millions of people have to evolve in order to adapt to methane gas or some kind of polluted environment.
Millions of people have socially and culturally adapted.
Right.
And you think they're going to they're going to biologically adapt in 100 years? Or less?
I believe so.
Hasn't happened
some,
yet.
Some have
okay.
tried. Have you heard of skin lightening cream? I'm listening to the conversation. The conversation's very good. There's some very knowledgeable people out there. Where it goes wrong for me is when people start to draw conclusions. And the reason why, of all of this reading and studying and listening and books that I've read, the only thing that I know that really rings true is that nobody can accurately predict the future. None of us here know how the end game is going to play out. All of us are speculating, which is fine. But no one knows for certain. And I'm sure anyone that just drew a conclusion, or everyone is speculating. And other than that, you know, this is a very good conversation. You guys are right on point with a lot of things. I tend to believe... I didn't believe in aliens either until I read a little bit more, until somebody explained things to me. Now it only makes sense that there's there's other life out there, as huge as the universe is. And it's likely that they've been here before. And there's schools of thought that said that they've been here before ages ago. And that part of the population interbred with these so-called aliens. And that's part of the reason, one of the characteristics that's been said of these aliens is that they're amused by humans because humans have emotions and feelings. These aliens don't have these type of feelings. And if you were to look at the elite, who are these bloodlines that are supposed to have interbred, well, some have said, with these aliens, in order for them to do the things that they do, you couldn't have any type of human emotions or compassion. You're a pretty cold-blooded, emotionless creature. That's all.
That's a feeling, man. Ain't that a feeling? Cold-blooded, emotionless feeling. That's cold-blooded. That's a feeling.
That's a snake. Right? That's a snake. That's a reptile.
That's a feeling, though, man.
It's really devoid of a feeling. I guess it could be a condition, but it's not really a feeling. The inability to feel.
Their mission is to create chaos, man. That's a feeling, man.
Well, it's the motivation. I guess it's going to be a feeling in a way.
And to answer the gentleman's question about what's going to happen, as far as the elite and the decline of the planet, as far as its sustainability, I'm sure that they're looking and building. I mean, what are these space trips about? They're looking and thinking of all kinds of ways. How much time is left? How much more can the Earth take this abuse?
Mm-hmm. But look here, man. When you say conclusion, I'm on the conclusion, and it's not no illusion. Truth and righteousness gonna prevail, man. Good gonna outdo evil, man. Good gonna always outdo evil, man. I don't care how much evil you throw at somebody. If they're righteous, I'll be damned. If whatever trap they throw at evil, good gonna come to the top, man. Okay,
see, the lady asked, you know, what exactly does the New World Order mean? And, you know, that's kind of elusive, and you guys got it pretty good. And I found that there's two schools of thought. And the two schools of thought of, like, when the end game happens, when the screws really get put down heavy and hard. And that can happen tomorrow, and that might not happen for 200 years. I don't know. But I found there's two schools of thought. And there's those that feel that the elite would have ultimate control, and we'll be living like people are living in communist China, where we'll have, you know, no voice, no opinion, and we'll be working for, you know, everybody will be working for daily subsistence. Then there's the thought that, like what you're saying, that the elite will be brought down by the power of the people, and that righteousness will prevail, and people will get along, and there'll be a new age of love and understanding. I tend to think that when it goes down, that it's not going to be this love fest with flowers and love and incense and peace. I don't see it that way, but you know, I could be wrong. Let's hope that it works out that way.
Because
it'd be better for the majority of the people on the planet.
Well, it's really going to be like an intergalactic war, man. Good against evil, man. You got the good. So-called aliens, and you got these bad ones. So it's going to be an intergalactic war. So we're going to be like caught in the middle. So you better try to be on the side of righteousness, man.
Devil comes to you with a smile.
Intergalactic, man. That's what happened centuries ago, man. It was an intergalactic war. That's why people did go underground, man.
Wow. Okay, let's see. That's some very interesting talk. Very interesting talk. And, you know, I'm hoping somebody's learning something, because I'm telling you, listening to y'all, boy, I'm just building more and more and more knowledge. And I appreciate that. I got another text say, if GMO food sterilizes rats and kills kids, then people don't stand a chance.
They what now?
Yeah.
About the GMO. It's about what, you know.
If GMO food sterilize rats and kill pigs, then people don't stand a chance.
Well, that's the slow kill, which isn't that.
Man, rats and roaches been surviving through almost since his parents have been here, man, especially roaches and rats.
Oh, yeah. But the
thing I'm going to throw this at y'all, man. Somebody told me. They was affiliated with Malachi Young, and they told me that the reason Bush them went in Iraq, because it was a stargate to get to the next dimension, and plus they had some intergalactic, like Satan prisoners in the intergalactic prison in Iraq, and Bush went over there to try to get them out so they could create more havoc and chaos throughout this planet, man. So that's one of the reasons they went to Iraq, man. Because didn't you say that was over there, the Tower of Babylon? Them is Maze, we figured that out the other day.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you and Maze figured
that
out? Maze figured that out? Oh, okay.
All right. I haven't heard of that one.
I've heard
anybody
it.
Anybody else heard of that version? You have?
I've heard it. I don't know that I believe it, but, you know, I've heard it.
I have another question. Because somebody put something in the book, do we always have to believe it?
No.
Like the devil running wild.
Is the book
going
to lead you to something that really happened?
I'm looking at how much evil and stuff going on now on this planet. Well, Bush
been
the
in this planet?
Damn devil, man.
Evil
and what
been in this planet since
remember they say they found Saddam Hussein underground? Remember they said that? And he come out some damn spider hole? Remember that?
Yeah, they found him in a hole, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They found Saddam in a hole, and they found Gaddafi in a hole as well. I mean, that's an interesting reference, but still, that doesn't support, at least to me it doesn't. I mean, anything's possible. I found also that there's a certain segment of the population that doesn't use a lot of discernment and doesn't really think things through. And my brother's like that, and he's smart. But there isn't a conspiracy theory that he does not that he doesn't believe. Every single one. And this is for years. So this used to turn, I used to listen to him like, man, get away from me with that bullshit. You're gullible. You believe every single thing that comes to you. Think about some of this stuff. And he would get mad at me. And but since him, since he would bring this stuff up, I would go study. And I would go read.
Right.
And I would get a better understanding. But I still think if I were to call him, and you guys wouldn't even be able to get a word on if I brought his ass in here, but he's worse than me.
Speaking the truth, man. If he's speaking the truth, man, folks would be quiet, man.
He has a lot of information. He has a lot of information. You know, he's my brother. We don't always get along. We bump heads, but a lot of what I know has come via him from checking out the shit that he says. Because there's not much that he doesn't believe.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be able to connect the dots.
Well, some of what I know came from people that experienced it. They didn't get it out of the book. They experienced it through life themselves being there. That's why I say some things people put in the book.
Yeah, but some people experience life after.
They sell a book to make some money.
Some do, and some experience life after death. But it's been proven
and
that
you
if you go into
write a book
a,
that was there, and one, all three of them write it differently.
Yeah, I like to go by what I like to
somebody
go by what I can prove.
Somebody out of three gonna be telling a lie, so they can sell their book to make more money.
It's
Nate
hard.
Over there,
well,
is it like the
well,
reporter
you know,
that we've been seeing over? Now, when he finishes, he's gonna write a book with bodies falling all around his feet and stuff.
Who are you talking about?
Nate, the reporter, the one over there. When they said when
over
they gassed the people, the one where they gassed the people and stuff.
No, Syria.
Oh, in Syria. In Syria.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, over there. He got bodies falling all around him. He ain't had a mask on yet. So he's going to write a book. And people are going to buy it and think about his story. But we haven't seen him lately. After he tried to pull off the coup, he'll pull the coup off, and the coup wasn't pulled off, so he's out of sight for the moment till the next one come along.
Well, the fact that somebody writes a book or doesn't write a book doesn't mean that what they're saying and not saying
and
is or isn't credible.
Don't have the people that said in the wars and writing about war hadn't even stepped foot on the field to fight a war.
Well, if they're going
to
talk about it.
And they ain't going to have a strategy to tell somebody what to do. Don't even know how it's going to come out. Overlook the ones that's been on the battlefield, but let us write the book and tell about it, and we've not been nowhere. And we want to create a war. That's what I'm saying. Just because somebody write a book, you have to believe what they put in.
That's
no,
true, man.
Well, you know, I mean, come on now, Maze. Let's be real. We say it on the show all the time. You got to do your own diligence and do your research.
Yeah,
You know, if like I said the other day, if some people want to just read it and believe it, then let them do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
The word is discernment. You have to put these things through scrutiny, heavy duty scrutiny.
Right.
And even then, you're not sure. You can just kind of make up of what you think makes
sense
to you.
But you shouldn't put it on other people and make it be just because they believe it. You shouldn't try to make other people believe it. You give it to them and let them go on their own
figures.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
People don't like
No, she's right. But there are reporters that are in bed that are sponsored by the elite or by the CIA, and they have agendas to push. And it's about, you know, influencing it. It's about influencing people and getting people to buy into an agenda.
It wouldn't be a problem if people did know how to use logic, critical thinking.
That's what people
know what makes sense. Just use what's there, what can be proven.
When I see them reporters on TV, I say they people just like me, have no voice, just standing up, giving an opinion. Don't have
They're just getting paid
to stand in front of that TV to convince you that this is true.
No, not the anchors.
Yeah.
The anchors are doing what the guy...
Their
companies are telling them to do. If you're talking about the pundits, if you're talking, they already admit they're nothing more than entertainers. People like Hannity and Limbaugh and Savage and Levin, they all admit they're nothing more than entertainers. They're not journalists.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I say they mouthpiece for the rich, man. They mouthpiece for the rich.
And in the same respect, they have those exact same people that are on the left.
That's right.
On
it's
MSNBC.
Like I say,
those
people that sit out there and you look at them, when you need some help, are they going to come along to help you with your situation?
No. Nope.
Are they going to sit on that TV and show you what's wrong and, like, rush them and Sean Hannity them? I ain't never seen them go out and do nothing. Not a thing.
Well, like you said, the people on the left, too, like Sharp and them
because,
and all that, they still working for the damn bootleg, working for
well,
the
yes,
rest.
They are, but Doctors Without Walls, MSNBC went and showed the problem with the people that knew doctors.
And the worst propaganda is the ones on the left, like,
that was not no propaganda,
what's the name?
Because you had people volunteer going to
jail.
I don't see a downward agenda in neither one of them, is what I'm saying. But I do see where they went and what they did. Sean Hannity and them, all they wanted to do was sit there and raise hell every day and keep people frustrated.
Oh, you're a lefty.
It is just like, oh, it's just like, what's the number?
What
has,
Rhonda,
oh, no,
what's that
what you saying?
What's
I
that
can't help
because
I'm not following Ron Paul. Because Ron Paul, he don't even cure my interest to even look at.
Of course
he
doesn't, because he would prove you wrong, so you don't want to take
a look at
it.
He won't prove me wrong on
that,
because he's a Republican.
He's proving everybody wrong.
He's a
everybody.
Republican.
But nobody wants to vote for him because you're apathetic. And you don't want to change.
All I know is I saw Ron Paul standing under the damn Confederate flag talking about he like the South to rise again.
He never
okay.
said he liked the South to rise
again. Well, you didn't even know he was standing under the Confederate flag a minute ago.
He
now you know what he's saying.
Why would anybody care?
Why
you're
would anybody care?
You're for rights for everybody. You're for
why would anybody? Why would anybody? Why would anybody care? That would spoil his. That would spoil his message and the way he talked.
No, it wouldn't spoil his
with
message.
Me, well, maybe not for you. If you think, if you feel that, you know,
well, if it does for you, Beasley, that's your thing. But he's a libertarian. I'm a libertarian. I can speak
something?
For him. If you're not a libertarian, you can't speak for him.
I can't fit myself in any categorical box. Okay, I just like to
then
think that I say I think independently,
Paul.
And I do think, but
well,
however,
you can't either.
But Ron Paul is a politician just like the rest of them, and he.
Then why is anybody talking at all? Then just give
why
up.
Why is anybody talking at all? I don't know because we
then
can't. We're exchanging
you're
ideas,
not.
But
then
if you're going
to
get cool,
you're going to have to change.
Let me tell you what I learned with Obama:
war or through politics. If you don't believe politicians can affect the way America works, then why bother talk?
It's just talk.
Uh-oh.
It's just talk.
But you were trying to convince people to become a libertarian. Ron Paul was
I would wish people
so
would become
why
a libertarian.
You, talking about?
You would then
he
take
a
look at everybody
Ron
and say, you can do your own thing as long as you don't bother anybody else, as long as you don't do it by force. The government would be reduced
as
to
long
nothing
as
more
do it by force.
Than just taking care of national security, and
it's
you
like
can do your own thing. If that
philosophy like
offends people too fucking bad.
That's
you
what,
know
that's
something?
What, that's how Ron Paul feels. That's why nobody's going to pay him no attention. And like I said, you can
that's
be
exactly
Republican,
right,
you can be Democrat, you can be conservative,
and if they don't
be,
like that philosophy,
look, what,
too bad.
What color is green? I don't wear labels. I don't belong to nobody's party.
Yeah, you do. You're a communist.
No, I don't.
Oh, Lord.
See,
you don't believe in anybody?
Being an alpha.
Hey, bro. Yo.
Yeah, I don't
you
belong
say
to
that
nobody's
lady
party.
Is a communist because minute, hold on, hold on, hold
agree
on.
With your
libertarian view?
Because
yeah.
I know her. She and Alpha are communists. They belong
to
socialists.
Whatever you
want to
call me, Joe.
Oh, man. You jumping on Alpha. My God.
Now, you want to tell me you belong
did
to
you
Joe
not
Biden's
hear
party,
me?
So that's all
I
have
know
to
her. Okay, you're not a communist, right, Mason?
If you say I am, I am.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, Joe.
What is the definition of a communist, sir?
Yeah, that's what I give her to ask her, man.
Communist is somebody who says, well, let's do everything by the people. Let's have central planning.
No.
But who's going to be who?
Central. That's not communism.
A loose definition of communism is a centralized government where everything...
And I said central planning. So who's going to elect all... Well, first off, there's no elections, right? Somebody plans it for you. So who's going to appoint these people to be your
planner?
We've
gotten off track. Let's get back to Ron Paul.
What, you want to go away?
Ron Paul, the things that he says, it appeals to me. I guess... I have libertarian leanings. I'm concerned about civil liberties. However, in doing a little research on Ron Paul and just using some discernment, some thinking, I realize that he is a politician, okay? I realize that he is a politician. I know that all politicians talk it one way and walk it another, that these are not.
Have you taken a look at his track record?
I'm already talking on the side
of the
every
so
single
tell me, tell
one
me
thing
one
I
instance.
Know that's true. See, we have in order to use discernment, we have to use what we know is true. All right,
so what's
what
true?
Is true to me?
So what's true?
What is true to me that every politician talks out of both sides.
So in other words, you
mouth.
Didn't take a look at his track record and you're using generalizations.
I've looked at the track record. Let me
okay,
tell you
so
what else
record?
I found out recently within
okay,
the past
so what
month.
You, so what do you do?
That Peter Thiel, who's on the steering committee of the Bilderbergers, who founded PayPal, is Ron Paul's largest financial supporter. That's what
oh,
I found
hmm.
out.
And if he did that
now, that,
now
that's what I found out. So I was leaving that out.
Okay,
now,
so
now,
he's,
now I've heard rumblings that Ron Paul is a racist. I haven't seen too much evidence of that, but I haven't looked.
And
for
what
it
else?
Because, well, you know something. If you're in the Bilderbergers, or if you're in
oh, he's a Bilderberger.
If your biggest financial contributor is on the steering committee of the Bilderbergers,
is
then
he
you're
a
foul.
Bilderberger? Has he been? Has he ever gone to the Bilderberg Group? Has he ever been invited?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's gotten contributions from a guy who is PayPal, and the rumor about him is that he's a member of the Bilderberg Group, which I wouldn't doubt. I mean, PayPal is pretty large. So let's say he did accept the donations. That automatically means that Ron Paul, who should, you know, be accepting donations from people, doesn't. According to everybody here, he is absolutely going to be influenced by all of that, right?
Absolutely. Money talks.
Okay, so absolutely. PayPal was created about, I don't know, 10 years ago. Ron Paul's been around for 30 years, so do you have anything else about Ron Paul? What
people
are the
change. People change and get affected in order to gain power. A politician, in order to gain power, needs financial backing. These are not people of principle.
And any
these
politician, every politician
people.
Should, according to you, Beasley, what kind of donation should they accept?
You show me someone that's different.
I said
you show
Ron
me some,
Paul.
You show me a politician that's different. You
what
show
other
me
donations
a
has he accepted, supposedly accepted? That makes
pardon
him
me?
A politician.
Did you give him any money? Did you give him any money? Because I wouldn't give none of them shit. I don't give no politicians.
I'm asking
or,
you a question. Your conclusion, since you said people shouldn't arrive at conclusions,
go ahead, go
but
ahead,
you're arriving
go ahead. No,
at
no, 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 no. All I said is that he accepted that his largest contributor is on the
and you know
committee
this
of the Bilderbergers.
Sure.
Huh?
You know
have I
sure.
seen it happen? We don't know nothing.
No, I didn't
sure.
ask you if you were there. I said you know this for sure.
I wouldn't know it for sure unless
okay.
I was there if you want to be technical.
No, I'm not asking you if you were there. I'm asking you if you read an article, if you're absolutely sure the article is correct, that he absolutely accepted it.
I'm never absolutely sure.
Okay. So you don't really know, but let's say that he did. If he did, then he automatically, because of this one donation that he's accepted, supposedly, that throughout the 30 years of his career, which he's predicted about the wars, he's initiated bills which have not even gotten out of committee. Try to get America on its track. He has never lied. He has never talked out both sides of his mouth. But because of this, which has happened, what, maybe since he ran last year, maybe he got it last year, that automatically makes him a bad guy.
Yes, it does.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
It's certainly.
And you're not using discernment.
It's certainly. No, no, no. Let me answer your question. I'll answer your question. Does it absolutely make him a bad guy? Well, he's already a bad guy or a potential bad guy or a person not of principle that just talks and doesn't.
And I've asked the question before. Nobody's answering.
And I'm qualifying your question before.
And I'm answering it. I mean, I'm asking it. What has he said that has made everybody believe that he's a liar?
He hasn't done it yet.
He's been around 30 years, but he hasn't done it yet. So you want to wait for him to be around for 50 years?
He hasn't had any
to
power.
To
he's been talking. He's
doesn't
been talking the same
sense.
Shit for 30 years, and he's getting very, very small people.
He's out of politics. He can't do anything. So
he's
actually,
been out of politics
you,
for 6 months.
He should be out of
he
politics,
was in politics for
30 years
before that. His son is taking his place.
He might be out of Congress, but he ain't out of politics.
What has he done? What has he done? What has he done?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you. All right. I just received another text, and it says, there are politicians for all types of people, i.e., that the we hate poor people politicians, the we hate rich people politicians, the we love the Constitution politicians. So every group of people have a politician. In essence, they are all there to push a specific agenda. So, what group does Ron Paul fall in? What group does he fall in?
Ralph Paul want to legalize weed and get rid of the Federal Reserve. So, Joe, what you want? He want both of them, right? The
yeah.
weed and the Federal Reserve eliminated.
Right.
And then what's then why are you going to take care of the other crew?
Take care of the other crew?
The ones that he's dealing with, yeah.
Who's he dealing with?
I'm quite sure he's dealing with just like all the rest
oh,
of the
oh, everybody's sure what he's dealing with. Everybody here does. Nobody here likes politicians, but all of you voted for Obama.
And so
I didn't vote for anybody.
Oh, okay. So let's leave you out, Beasley. So
right.
you don't vote. You don't vote for politicians at all.
I didn't say that. You're assuming that.
Okay.
But I didn't.
So you didn't
understand.
Vote for in this.
Man, you might not have heard. I'm in jail.
You belong there, bitch.
Huh?
You're thinking radical
wow.
thoughts. You belong there.
I really. I'm a part. In fact, I can't. Never mind. Go ahead about what you're saying. Since you asked.
So, okay. So, no, everybody here hates politicians, but nobody's here voted in the last 10 years. Then.
Ain't nobody saying nobody hated politicians because of all
no,
of them.
Well,
and
I don't hate
anyway.
Them. I just know that they're full of shit.
All right, so the politicians are full of shit. Then who's voting for these politicians to keep reelecting them?
Dude, they don't
you
run shit. And you know, and if you
they
have any idea
shit.
Of the
but
way. And,
there,
and I'm looking at the things you're saying
in
the chat room. You're making an argument right now.
Yeah.
You're making an argument right now. But you know as well as I do, and as well as most people that are listening, that these politicians are controlled and run by big money interests. You know this. So you can make these little...
I say 99% of them. I'm saying Ron Paul's exception, but I'm hearing on the line, I'm seeing in the chat room that all politicians are crooks. If all politicians are crooks, then how is everybody getting reelected?
If Ron Paul wasn't a politician,
I didn't reelect him. I didn't
there.
Vote for any of these punk-ass
bastards. And you probably have never had an opportunity to vote for Ron Paul except in this last election because he's never really run for anything national, as far as I know.
As far as
and he
you
didn't
know,
vote for
he ran for presidency
state,
20
he?
Years ago. He ran for
okay,
presidency back in 2007. And he ran for presidency this past election.
Right.
Anything
and now
else
he's finishing. Go home, and he's going to take your tax money and go home and live nice.
Oh, God. You mean that
old
wish.
With
you know what? Thinking... That everybody else that you looking at up for a Messiah that he's going to deliver.
I ain't
he
nobody
didn't
looking
for
no Messiah. That's just a cold word, y'all.
And
you
now
don't want to hear that.
You're talking sour.
We
grapes.
Don't want to hear that. Nobody know nothing about no Messiah.
You don't want to hear talk about nothing, baby, except to cause trouble.
The man got a name.
The only thing you want to
hear
is mumble
joke.
You're categorizing your idea and your notion of how black people are.
Okay, who here did not vote for Obama?
Wait a minute. So where does that leave Ron Paul? We still have another.
No. Well, I'm not answering Beasley. Beasley said I'm generalizing about black people.
Hey, well, you
I
know
say,
what? I guess I'm assuming the majority of people on the line are black, and that's already a given that the majority.
Oh, well,
of people,
then that ruins your argument. So why'd you even bring it up?
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't ruin my argument because I think independently out of
right.
whatever my ethnicity may be.
But you said. Black people, I'm generalizing.
Yeah,
boom,
but
black people don't agree on everything. The generalization
you,
got proven.
Did you vote for him?
No, that's not proven because people vote for somebody. Let me ask
that's
you
right.
this. Let me ask you this. For the two centuries before Obama came on the scene, were white
mm-hmm.
people voting for these white candidates because they were white?
Not because they were white. No.
How then? How are black people voting for somebody because they're black? So white people are that different? Are that?
I just said white people did not vote for white politicians simply because they were white. Then you assumed
yes,
I said
so.
No.
If that was the case, the Congress.
I'm just asking
and
you a question.
Black people have already
so
stated that they voted for Obama because he was black.
When you look at the alternative, you know what? Maybe the first time around, and maybe some, you know what? Maybe there's a part of the population that feels the way feels that way.
Significant part, like 90% of black people.
So that makes black people monolithic, and every single issue we're going to agree on.
Makes me answering your question in a way that proves me right and you wrong.
No, you know what? And for as far as presidential election and Obama, black people voted the same thing, but for different reasons. The candidate that's put
the
up by the
majority of black
no,
people.
No, Joe.
What do you mean,
why can't
no,
you take
Joe?
That?
People
why
were interviewed in the street. They said why.
Well,
I'm not talking about just people on this line. When I ask about people on this line, everybody goes,
I'm asking you the question, how many people voted for him because he was black? You don't know. The media told you. I told you you're too ate up by the media.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the problem.
Let me ask you this.
And how many people vote for Ron Paul when he run? Nobody.
Do you think Clarence Thomas voted for Obama?
No.
No.
Do you think Thomas Sowell voted for Obama? Do you think Dr. Ben Carson voted for Obama?
I don't know about it.
Do you think Armstrong Williams voted for Obama?
Who?
Armstrong Williams.
I don't know.
You know who Armstrong Williams is, the one that took $250,000 from the Bush administration to promote No Child Left Behind? Oh, he's a
yeah.
All right. Do you think, what the fuck does that make,
Beezy? If you can mention 100 more fucking people.
Because they're black and they didn't vote for Obama.
Oh, my God. Okay, Beezy. You want to be in the Mace camp?
No
problem.
That's not what
you're saying.
I'm just making arguments just like you.
How many white people voted against Obama because he was black? That's what we're going to ask you.
Well, probably
a lot. Can you give us that number?
Probably a lot, yeah.
What percentage?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you're so hot on the black people. Won't you tell us how many of you all voted against him because he was black?
It was white people who brought him in.
Really?
Yeah, really, because
them
white people were already sewn up. 90%
of people.
Vote nobody in. 90% of people voted for Obama because he was black. 95% to 98% of blacks always vote Democratic.
I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about people who are like you.
How many voted against him because he was black?
Man,
and still having a problem with it.
1.1% of what we're
doing.
You should meet 0% of what we're talking about.
You should meet regardless of the fact, Obama got about 600 more days and y'all can have y'all damn country back.
Well, I wish he never got elected. And even if McCain was in there, I still want my country back.
You got some of the dumbest still candidates.
Let me ask you this.
Do you see
the black people got sold a bill of goods since they voted for Obama in mass? Has he done things to benefit? Has that benefited black exclusively?
Black people here.
They got what they asked for.
That's a real interesting thing.
Sharpton and Jackson hold no elected office.
They've been selected to speak for the black people. Hold on for a minute. Go ahead.
All right, y'all. Time has been moving. All right, we got 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to continue to hear it live, give us a call, 347-838-8622. We are going into overtime. That's the only way you're going to be able to hear the rest of the show unless it's in the archive. So y'all better make them phones start lighting rain. All right, y'all, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
And also, Newt Gingrich, just like Jesse Jackson, but Joe don't never talk about them. He always want to talk about Jeff and Al, but you don't talk about Pat and
nobody
Pat
brings
Cannon,
up Pat
and Al Chopin. They two are the same. They getting paid doing the same thing. Why you don't ever complain about them?
What are they doing?
Explain it. I'm listening.
Okay. Mace, when I talk, it'd be nice if you don't interrupt. That way I can get through to some people, not you, some people.
Look, that Pat Buchanan is crazy anyway, so don't know why I pay him more attention.
No, Pat Buchanan has some points.
See, there you go, because you just like him.
Not really.
You got some points, too.
Jesus Christ.
Can I ask you another question? Now, you don't think that it's a big deal, and you're not disturbed by the fact that Paul, and I haven't seen the picture of him underneath the Confederate flag. Nothing would surprise, that wouldn't surprise me. You know, maybe he did it years ago. It wouldn't surprise me. Let me ask you this. If you were to see Ron Paul underneath a swastika banner, how would you feel then?
Depends upon how he got caught with it. Now, hold on. He's asked me a question. What's that? The town in, I think it's Illinois, that's mainly Nazis. If he went over there to do a speech, and the photographer got a photo of him doing that, then that's a photo of him doing that. If you believe that he is like the majority of politicians, that's your belief. I believe differently. For him to have been caught in any photo op, it depends. If he's there because he actually believes in the Nazi propaganda, then he's completely changed. Then nobody should vote for him.
I just asked how you would feel.
Let me ask how you would feel about it.
How would you feel?
I'm giving you the explanation. The explanation is a little bit
He was attending a secret rally. He was attending a secret rally.
Then I wouldn't like him at all. No.
Hopefully that would help you to understand why, if he were under a picture of a Confederate flag, that it would disturb and bother some black people to their core.
Was that a secret rally for Confederates?
I don't know.
But then what do you
think? I don't know.
Hey, Joe, how would you feel if you seen like Obama or somebody standing under an Islamic flag, man? How would y'all feel then? Y'all already say he's Muslim.
It depends upon the photo op. If he's there to promote Sharia law and he's trying to do it covertly, right? Then he's not representing the American people. If he's there doing a photo op and people got him because of that angle, that's not his problem.
Can I ask a question?
Do you consider what Christopher Columbus and the Pope did Sharia law, where they just come over here and took pieces of people's land, manifest destiny? That's Sharia law.
Well, I don't know if that's Sharia law. What they did was wrong. And the Pope,
same
I don't know what
thing,
they did
man.
With...
people stop. That's Sharia law, man.
I don't know
if
that's
y'all
Sharia law.
Y'all just put on a different
law.
Name, bro.
Columbus, what people don't know, is when he came over here, within the first week, he started enslaving the Amerocks or whatever the name of that Indian society was.
And do you know Columbus, when he let in a Hispaniola, he found gold, and he told them he had them natives to either dig him gold, or if not, he had the Pope. They start chopping the Pope's hands off, man, because they wouldn't dig their own gold for Columbus and the Pope.
And
what
I
about
just,
when they made them all become Catholics?
And
what
I
about when they all made
wrong.
Them be Jesus?
But
they
what
gave,
are,
them, two,
okay,
they
so
gave
what,
them two choices.
What does that have to do with me? I already said he was wrong.
That's the real law,
you know,
bro.
It's making
That's
a point.
The real law.
It's making a point. It's making a point, and the point is a religion pushing its weight and giving people
and
no
I
choice.
Agree. So,
right.
Where's the argument?
The argument is that if we
of course you have to bring
can
in
I
the
explain
argument.
It to you? You want to push Ron Paul off on us, and we telling you how we feel about him.
Look,
but
you don't
not,
want Ron Paul,
still,
don't have Ron
You feel
like
Paul. Joe, that's your prerogative. That's what you're supposed to do. If you want
to
go
and my
Paul
birthday, October 12th, man. I used to be proud to be born on Columbus Day. Now I'm a freaking shame, man.
That has nothing
okay?
for you to be ashamed about. What the fuck does
that
got to do with your birthday is?
Columbus said the ocean blue.
You don't have to tell people
Columbus
did. Columbus. You had nothing to do with what Columbus did.
You're going to sell the ocean blue.
And what's your point, whoever that was? Good.
I don't know. Who said I'm going to sell the ocean blue? Yeah.
You know, the 14
I thought it was Columbus said the ocean blue. And when he got here, he took everything, too.
Yeah.
That rhymes.
His real name is Christopher Columbus, man. Christopher Columbus.
Somebody said Columbus was Jewish.
And then also, was he a politician, too?
So was Hitler, as a matter of fact. He was half Jewish.
Well, Hitler had nothing to do with Hitler. Ain't harmed nobody in this country.
Hitler
how
didn't
people,
hurt anybody.
How many people did you know Hitler hurt over here? Tell
over
me.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody that I know of except for changing people's minds about they should have an agenda of world domination.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact,
Hitler was
man of the year for Time Magazine twice. That's how fucked up
you know
the
definition of the Time Man of the Year is the person that most influences
and most
the
influences,
news.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a moral judgment. It's not a moral compass.
Bill to put
you could
there.
Get away with a lot of shit if there wasn't anybody here to stop you sometimes.
Hey, BB, you put CDI around Paul.
Pardon me?
What kind of fucking shit, BB?
You wrote CDI around Paul.
So you're saying that Hitler had a right to be on the magazine and to influence the way that he wanted.
That's funny.
Wow.
What if you found out Ron Paul was a cross-dresser and a homosexual?
What if you found out you could actually think?
How do you feel about him? You have to have some biases.
What if Ron Paul was half black?
The principle of Ron, look, nobody here can prove anything.
What if you thought he was just a light-skinned Negro?
Hey,
speaking of that, John McCain family had slaves, man. Look up, I think her name Loretta McClain from McCain from Macomb, or somewhere in Mississippi. And they won't even pay them folks that money, man. McCain folks had slaves, man. Okay, that's documented, man.
And he voted for him in the last election.
And everybody went to the reunion, he won't even show up, man.
And I said
that's
if McCain,
buddy John McCain.
I said if McCain was elected, he'd be worse than Obama.
He's nowhere near good a liar as Obama. He's been on. He's you know if you notice they pick presidential candidates, they want him now with his least time on out in the public eye as possible because they talk so damn much. They tie themselves up.
Yeah.
You'll have YouTube
or Obama
contradictions. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why they're going to try to pump Ted Cruz.
They're making them all dumb like Manchurian candidates, man. That's all they
I
are.
I don't know. Some of them really aren't dumb. I wouldn't call Obama dumb. He's certainly smarter than George Bush. I wouldn't call Bill Clinton dumb. But they know how to appeal. They're salesmen, too. They know how to appeal to dumb people.
Dude, they was all Manchurian candidates, man, working for the fascist corporations, man. Remember that first debate when Obama was sitting there dumbfounded and everybody was asking what the hell wrong with it?
Yeah, I remember you, Wesley, saying it was electromagnetic.
They told him to sit down and shut the fuck up, man. Told him to sit down and be quiet. And that's what he did, man. He didn't even know he'd get his Manchurian candidate.
Joe, are you you're being civil and on the line, but you're calling me dumb. In the chat room. Have at it.
I'm not in the chat room, Beasley.
Okay, I thought you were Eye of the Universe. I thought you were the same person.
No, I'm not Eye of the Universe. I'm not in the chat room.
All right, oh, good. All right.
Let's see, somebody sent me a text. Cynthia McKinney said if a politician doesn't agree to support Israel and bow down to the Jewish lobbyists, then the politician won't be in politics for long. So where does that leave Ron? I don't know. They own Ron Paul. What's going on with that?
My phone down. Every time when I say something, they shut my phone off.
You know why my phone gets shut off? Because I have a bad connection.
That's because you targeted, man.
Well, that's true, Leslie, according to you. Yes.
I don't believe you.
I don't know.
Leslie,
I told you. I don't have enough proof to say you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't have enough proof to say that you're right.
Look here, Joe.
Yeah.
All these fools running around with guns. The day in Georgia, they caught some redneck trying to buy Tommy. He's going to get a long gun so he can go shoot up some schools, man. The day in Georgia. Tell me there ain't no damn Manchurian candidate, bro.
Well, it depends upon your definition, Wes. I don't know if you're talking about they're being influenced by the electromagnetic waves. You talk about
he's talking about someone that's completely controlled by MK Ultra Monarch programming. And
tell
I just agree,
my brother.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have to agree the possibility.
He's talking
of
about someone that
better.
Someone that's bred someone that's bred and conditioned and built from birth.
Well, I don't know about the birth, but let's say they are. I believe that it's very possible.
If you know about MK Ultra programming, you know it starts at 1-2 years old. They start abusing, raping, burning the child with cigarettes.
I'm not talking about that.
And with the Wi-Fi too, man. They get the Wi-Fi in these schools. And they're using these white guys that go in these schools to try to start some freaking race war, man, to create chaos.
Okay.
Don't y'all see what's happening, man?
All right.
I do. So of course you see that. What do you think? Why did this Trayvon Martin case get so much attention and publicity? When it's one murder, when there's dozens of murders that's happened in this country daily.
Well, that's because it was pushed out there by, from what I was told, Jesse
by
Jackson
Ron Paul.
And Ron, by who?
I'm
Ron
just
Paul?
Fucking with you. Go ahead.
By Jesse Jackson.
I got it. When it gets heavy like this, I got to make a joke every now and then.
I thought I heard Ron Paul.
To loosen it up. So you got to laugh in between this shit so that we can continue to joke with each other. Go ahead.
No, I already said it.
I missed it. Say it again.
Jackson and Sharpton.
They're paid, man. They're paid on. No one elected them to do shit. No black person here on this line would say that Jesse Jackson's my leader. And I've seen the evolution of Jesse Jackson. And I've seen the evolution of Al Sharpton. And these people evolve. They don't. They're not the same. Ron Paul isn't the same person that he was 30 years ago. You know,
you don't
know
that.
People start running out of time. People
and that's
want
what Rob
to say,
hey, if you
want
to assume
Joe,
that.
All
that
some black cash you talked about, man, they paid for by the corporation. They've been picked by the corporation.
And we know who they are. There was a time. They're the only voice that black people have had.
Fine. Who cares? Fine.
We care.
We care, and you should care.
But you know what?
I'm telling everybody that you know you should do what you want
to do. I'm trying
to
provide you with some understanding, so
that
you won't change your things.
Understanding.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm giving
you the perspective. Pardon me.
Who's telling you not to?
I'm trying to give you some understanding.
Where you come up with
Ron Paul is going to be just like them, get on the screen, just like Jeff and Al. He's going to be another one.
He's out of politics. How's he going to influence?
That's what his next job is.
He's not on K Street. He's not on politics.
They talked into him and stealing money. His own campaign money, man. He was targeted, man.
Everybody knows. You know something?
We don't have to get upset about the truth.
Everybody here on this line knows that no matter what those guys say, and they will speak up and have a voice for black people from time to time, but we also know no one here drinks their Kool-Aid. We also know that they got their hands out. That's Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton. At the end of the day, it's about the money.
All right, fine.
Ben Jealous and whatever guy named Mark Marial.
Yeah, that's the guy that's the head of the Urban League. Light-skinned dude.
Yeah, let's not forget about Ben Jealous.
Well, he's leaving. They're going to replace him with Miss Mays. You want to take that job?
They're really watered down.
I don't like giving up. I don't like dirty money.
You can take that job.
I don't like dirty money, so you won't have to worry about me taking it.
Oh, Lord. You know, that's a bad thing, man. It's all about the money now. Even those groups, they're always about the money. You know, that's all they worry about. Wouldn't it be, well, we've seen
Newt Gingrich and Al together. Wouldn't it be funny if we saw the meeting that they all of them go to? Pat Robertson and who
is Van Jones with on
CNN?
They got Van Jones with Newt Gingrich.
That's Gingrich.
Yeah. No. They're on the show together. But I'm saying, what's the one, Joel Osteen? Van Jones.
Newt Gingrich, two people I never heard about before.
And Joel Osteen is a big one.
Who made
Crackle Smart?
So, Joel, see, I look at the one on our side, I look at the one on your side, too. But you'll never discuss them. We don't have no discussion about them.
I don't think they're really on Joe's side. Joe's on a... he's fully dedicated to Ron Hall. He plays the altar for Ron Hall at night.
Smoking weed, man. He's dedicated to smoking weed in the Federal Reserve,
man.
Man,
you know what? And we have that in common. I could even probably stand his politics and his slick racial comments if we smoked some weed together. I think he would have been the type of guy to have said, I did it, and I'm sorry I did it.
I don't think he would have said it. I'm like, okay, look, if you don't want to believe, don't believe.
He gets the opportunity to apologize, but nobody else
does. Oh, well, you stop, Maze.
No, I can't stop.
You can. I know you can.
I like for you to rest at night.
I'm going to be resting real good at night.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, okay.
So what he do, he sleep on what's being said, and he'll think about it and see.
And by that time, he come to Perry Show with a whole nother fresh idea.
Yeah. And everybody will start it again.
That's what it is.
So I'm not the only one who sees Joe's racism. You're all right. I'm a racist. No shit.
He just misguided, man.
Didn't nobody call you racist. So right now, Joe, it ain't no black and white. We're having a disagreement with Joe. Right now, Joe, it ain't no black and white, man. It's wrong and right now.
That's how much I care about black people.
It's wrong and right now, man. Ain't no more black and white, man.
You're not a fire-breathing grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, but you make a lot of slick racial comments. Same thing with the Jews.
If I don't agree with the Jewish people I know, then I'm an anti-Semite. It couldn't be because I'm stupid.
People like that, Joe, they just got it, man. They don't know that they're getting played too, man.
Mm-hmm.
They get played by the corporation and the fascists, man.
Man,
ain't no black
I'm sorry
right.
That I'm playing
right.
Everybody. I'm sorry.
It's wrong and right. Mm-hmm. Now, bro, everybody targeted. Black and white. And the whites get more targeted than blacks.
I am sorry.
No, you're
that's
not.
Right.
You're
sorry
for what? That people notice? Or what is it?
Look, y'all leave please. White tea alone.
I told you he was not a mascot.
Oh, God.
Mm, all right. All right, y'all. We done had fun.
But,
like I said,
but y'all, did you learn anything since you've been talking to us? Have you learned anything different than the way you used to carry yourself?
Yeah, I shouldn't talk to
you. He learned y'all some smart ninjas.
He didn't see the news people in the media. Didn't
I already
tell
told
people were like
I shouldn't
us
be talking to any of you. That's what I learned.
What did you say?
Oh, you didn't? Y'all didn't get that, man?
Yeah. Can you repeat yourself again? I didn't
no, mean. I'm not.
Okay, that's just like you.
They can tell you.
All right, before y'all get started again. All right, what I'm going to do, like I always do, let y'all get y'all final words in, because I like hearing what y'all have to say before we go. And remember, the weekend is coming up, so make it something we're going to mull over for the weekend, all right? And we're going to start with Hood, because I ain't heard Hood a lot in this conversation.
Oh,
all right, Hood, you up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm listening to y'all, man. I ain't got really nothing to say, man. Y'all saying some crazy shit today. But, hey, I'm enjoying it.
Okay. That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it right now. I was talking earlier, man. I talk too damn much. I got a show
okay.
So.
Yeah, okay. I understand. All right, bro. See you all Monday. Right. All right. Let's see. We're going to go with... Wesley, you're up.
Well, my last brother comment, man, I'd like to know if he could expound on what he thought was so preposterous that he thought that was out of the box, man. Because when you think somebody saying something crazy, I bet you investigate it further, and I bet you'll find some truth in it. And like I said before, it's not no more black and white no more, man. It's wrong and right now, brother. And till we realize that, once we realize that, the races and the black people realize that, then we can do something in this country. But too long as we separated, the evil force is winning, man. That's all I got to say. Peace and blessings.
All right, man. You have a great weekend, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mr. Beasley.
Oh,
Mr.
wow.
Beasley.
You caught me off thing. I always have something to say when I don't get the spotlight on me. But I'm gonna do it. It's funny. I could talk forever otherwise. Ron Paul's a politician like just the rest. I had realized that, and I really learned that with Obama because, I mean, I got off the Kool-Aid, you know, about a week after he was elected when I saw his appointments and I saw him continue the Patriot Act, and now it is what it is. I know exactly who he is, and I think Ron Paul would do just the same. If Ron Paul stuck to his guns and the way he's talking. The Fed are the private banks. They would find a way to make him not be here on the earth anymore before he would ever get and gain any real power. I'm going to do a show. I'm going to do a test show Saturday, the 21st. But it's late. It's 10 o'clock in the evening. It's only 30 minutes, and I don't know if I want to do that. But you do need your own form on here if you like to talk and you've got ideas because that way you can do most of the talking. Right?
Yeah, true. True.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Beasley. And
sure.
Remind us, we'll see if we can't make it. You know, that's past my bedtime.
Yeah, it's late. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock California time. But it's just a 30-minute test
yeah.
show before maybe we take it
yeah.
further. We're figuring out the little board.
Right.
There's some tricks to this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Mr. Beasley. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. And Miss Mays, if I ever get it to work right here. All right, I know she's talking already. Go ahead, Mays.
I'm going to talk. I
oh,
know
okay.
you blew me up. I've been in radio for 20-some years. But anyway,
oh, okay.
getting with Joe and Ron Paul. Ron Paul and Joe have some of the same flavors. See, Joe come over here and listen and learn from us things that he didn't know and didn't get from the media so that he can sleep on at night and wonder, like, Dad, that wasn't right. So we have opinions just like they do. But we also got people like Jesse and Al on his side called going to be Warren Powell, too. And then you're going to have Newt Gingrich and Joe Osteen and all that crowd. They do the same thing, all in it for the money. So what you see on our side, you look on yours and see can't you find the same thing. But they were there before we got here. And with that, I'm gone.
All right. Thank you, Maisie. You have a great weekend. All right. And we're going to let the man, Mr. YD, Joe, where you at?
Well, okay. Here's what I got to say for all the black people here. Okay. Okay, that's enough. You wanted to be another Blackie Whitey show. All right. That's what I got to say. That's it.
What?
Yeah. Look what they're writing in the chat room. Beasley saying I got racial resentment. And so I'm just going, like I'm yawning, like, think what you want. Do what you want. Blame who you want. Doesn't matter to me. Okay.
That's all right, okay. That's what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
May y'all have fun. All right.
Yeah.
All right, sir. You have a good weekend.
You too. All right. And they forget I'm the first one that that came to your show. All right. They don't remember this. But that's all right.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Like I'm saying. Okay. <Just yawning. laughs> So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe.
All right. Take it easy.
All right, y'all. Another interesting show here on Let's Talk Today, and a lot of good information. A lot of fun, and it was a typical Freedom Friday. You know, any conversation went. It didn't matter what it was. It was going to go, and we let it go. That's so much fun about it, I'm telling you. But I want to say thank you to everybody that showed up today. Benny, Beasley, I of the Universe, GGT183, my guest, Knowledge, National Security Advisor, Vicky, Wesley, and let's see who else, Antoinette, you know, Michael Hood, Joe, you know, all other people on the lines with me. Thank you for joining us today. I don't really have much to say. It's Friday. Go out and enjoy your family. You know, do something. Just don't sit in like a log on a bump on a log. You know what I mean? Just get out and do something. Have fun this weekend. Who knows? You may be your last one. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. And as I always say, if you haven't forgiven yourself, there's no way you can forgive anyone else. All right, y'all, Monday, Soapbox Monday, another free-for-all, basically, but I usually start out with a couple of things. I want y'all to have a good one. Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific time. Until Monday, y'all have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. I'm out.
We got it together, didn't we?
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. One more thing. The Jaguars are going to beat the Oakland Raiders. All right. I see y'all Monday.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't it nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more ways. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.